From a wonderful compilation from Analog Africa Records titled Senegal 70 Sonic Gems of the 70s. Music there from Orchestra Lea Tiem with the track Sang Te. Preceding that from Somalia compilation titled Dancing Mogadishu, Somalia 1972-91 on Analog Africa. We heard the track Sumakabe translated to No Secrets from the Iftin Band. And before the break, we heard a Durdur Band of Somalia with a Jaquil Marahis, all on the Analog Africa label. Let's continue with our feature on the Analog Africa record label, now taking it to Zimbabwe with a group that preceded Thomas Mapfumo and the Blacks Unlimited and were instrumental in the independence of Zimbabwe from British rule. This is the Hallelujah Chicken Run Band from their release Take One with the track Kare Nanhasi.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, in that set, we went from Zimbabwe to Angola to Burkina Faso, finishing there with Abdullah Cisse from Raw Sounds of Burkina Faso on the Analog Africa label Kajugu. And prior to that, from Angola, Jovins de Prenda, giving us Ilha Virgem from the unique sound of Luanda, 1968-76 on Analog Africa, and started off the set with the Hallelujah Chicken Run band, Kare Nanhasi, from their Take One on Analog Africa. Thanks for joining me on this feature of the Freedom Principle Favorites of Analog Africa label. We're going to leave you with a track from Cameroonian artist Hamad Kelkaba, a track titled Astajam Dada from his LP Hamad Kelkaba in the Golden Sounds on Analog Africa. And always keep your ear to the ground for that underground sound of community radio as it continues to evolve. I'll be back next week with some new releases from the African diaspora. We'll see you next time on The Freedom Principle.
Hey, Dongonora Astajam Am. Asem Tatako, Adarni Yam Sam.
Nemi Sem Tatam, Jodatako. Se Aserami, Mihota Am.
To, Bodum.
Good day, my friends. We are back with another episode of Community Living Kingston Conversations. This is Jesse, joined, as always, by...
Dale Wong.
Dale, very nice to have you back. Folks, we record these on Tuesday afternoons, but last Tuesday afternoon, I was a little busy. We had the shortwave radio theater camp here at the station. A lot of fun, very tiring. So Dale and Evan weren't here with us, but as I understand it, Dale, you guys did something pretty cool last Tuesday instead of being here.
Probably found the airplane.
So at Norman...
Go ahead.
Oh, no problem. At Norman Rogers Airport, which is the little airport here in Kingston, they have some cool, like, so you said it was like a fighter bomber plane on display?
Yeah, fighter bomber airplane.
That's pretty cool.
I went inside of it.
You went inside of it? Oh my gosh.
It's got pin guns.
Mm-hmm. So you went inside. Did you sit in the cockpit then?
Yeah. Cockpit. See all the stuff in there. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
It's a pretty cool sight. You had to be pretty small, though, to fit in those cockpits. I imagine it was a pretty tight squeeze for you.
Yeah, I have to get out.
Yeah.
I can't. How did you get out in that?
So my grandfather was a pilot in the Second World War, and he was a small guy.
Very small guy, yeah.
You have to be to fit inside the cockpit of those fighter planes. So now I understand why he was chosen as a pilot when he enlisted, because he was about 5 feet tall.
Yeah, he could bump your head.
That's right. He probably did, even though he was small. I mean, those cockpits.
I think very small, he bumped his head.
Bump your head? Yeah, you can. Might not even fit into it if you're too big.
I can't fit in there.
No, I couldn't either.
I won't be able to get out.
Yeah, they might get you in, but they won't get you out.
Yeah, you get him. You know, or you.
So that's a pretty great way to spend a Tuesday. Did you do anything fun last week, Dale, without me? Anything that you really enjoyed programming for fun?
We had thunderstorms.
We did have thunderstorms.
Yeah.
When was that last week? That was...
It's the last Tuesday afternoon.
That's right, it would have been.
We were at the airport.
Oh, so you got the storm while you were at the airport.
Yeah, I would have been inside the airport.
Right. How do you feel about thunderstorms? Do you like them? No, I don't. I understand. That's very fair.
I have to be inside the airport.
Yeah. No, they could be
safer than that.
Oh, definitely. They could be pretty scary. We were getting some
storm that is very scary.
100%. We had some good rumbling here. We actually had to come in early
Yeah.
Kingston gets a lot of them because of all the water around us. We get some pretty nasty storms. Yeah. Well, other than the thunderstorm, I'm glad that
I've
Tuesday.
Been in the one, yes.
Was a good day for you.
Good day for that, yeah.
How about music, Dale? Have you been listening? What kind of music have you been listening to lately? Yeah, I know last time we talked about the Beatles. We talked about
the
Bruce
Beatles,
Coburn.
The Monkees.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, music education. Any updates on the music education or appreciation class?
Wait, even about Monkees.
You guys did James Brown last week.
Yeah, no, that was this Monday.
That was this Monday. Okay.
James Brown.
Oh man, I love James Brown. Oh, okay. That gives me some inspiration for some of the music we can play today. I like that. We can go some very fun directions. Yeah. I think we might find some funk, some soul to cue in today. That's a great choice. So James Brown, did you learn anything really cool about James Brown?
Yeah, he's on there. I wanted the news about him. He was on the news.
Okay.
He added something to the news castle.
He's like...
On the newscast, we're talking about him. James Brown.
He's a very newsworthy guy.
He's like an old age.
Yeah.
Yeah, how old he is.
Let's look. Let's find out. I'm curious.
Maybe we'll find out how old that.
James Brown. So he was
how
a big
How old that man now? James Brown.
So he's no longer with us. He was born in 1933, though.
He's probably older than you are.
He's a lot older than me. He's actually older than my dad. So he was born 1933, and he passed in 2006. So he lived for 73 years.
Yeah.
Which, when you were doing as much touring and performing as James Brown, and
before that,
he was dancing, singing, doing a little bit of everything. That's a good long life. All right.
Why he died though?
Let's look. I think it was...
When did he die, though?
That's what I'm going to find out. I'm just looking here right now. Ah, so he had heart issues.
Heart issues?
Yeah.
He had surgery?
It looked like he had had some at some point, but,
I think he died from that.
That's what it says here, but you know what? A great long life for James
very
Brown.
Very long, James Brown.
And a ton of amazing music.
He's a very talented man.
Yeah, he is
very good. He's a very excellent singer.
Oh, he was an incredible singer. He had so much power in his voice, too.
Yeah. How many albums did he have?
Oh my gosh. Well, he would have been at his peak in the 1960s.
Yeah.
And he was releasing singles and albums pretty much every year until, I want to say, the 90s.
Oh.
Let me see if I can get an exact number for you. Total number of James Brown albums. What do you think, Dale? How many do you think? Before I look it up. How many albums do you think he made?
You know? Huh?
100 or so?
Maybe 100, maybe around 100 albums.
Okay, so what they've told me is in terms of, like, not singles, because, you know, they release singles on vinyl, but full albums, 70.
70, yeah.
But most of those came between 1959 and 1976. So most of his albums came out in a 15-year period.
Oh, wow.
In fact, let's see if we can get an exact read.
We don't have that here.
No, we don't have a lot of James Brown here, actually, come to think of it. Or if we do, it might be stashed somewhere else. Holy moly.
Yeah.
So he pretty much released an album every single year in the 50s and 60s.
Holy hole.
Sometimes he would release multiple. That's a busy man.
Baby.
My goodness. Well, there you go. So James Brown, and that'll be kind of our focus for today with the music, Dale. I think we're going to get some funk, some soul, some stuff that I think James Brown himself would be proud of. I like the direction of that.
Yeah.
So for the folks tuned in at home, get ready. We are going to have a nice run of some funk, some soul, some CanCon, and a little bit of James Brown himself in there, of course.
James Brown himself,
You got to have the master, the hardest working man in show business, he once referred to himself. And you've learned a bit about him now with how he sang and danced. I think that's a pretty fair title to say.
Yeah.
Hardest working man in show business. All right. Well, fantastic. I will get to work getting all this queued up. But Dale, great job again, as always. I always love these little chats of ours, and I know the people at home certainly do too, because we get a lot of great feedback about this program, and I think that's because of the wonderful guests I have on here, maybe more so than me. So here we are, folks. We're going to get down to the music here. We've got our funk and soul inspired show
by Babe Brown.
Let's start off with some James Brown. Great idea, Dale.
fighters and special forces riding horses in my airspace.
Yeah, that mouth would get into trouble
if you shut your trap.
Make it up. the surface, dying inside. Emotionally, doubtfully, trying to hide carefully, explosively, telling you lies. I haven't learned to fly, but the damage is done. That's why I'm trying to refine what we call a home. Cause I we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Hey everybody, this is John inviting you to check out Happy Town here on CFRC on Sunday afternoons from 1 to 3 p.m. On this show, you'll hear a mix of music from rural North American traditions such as bluegrass, old-time music, a little bit of honky-tonk, country blues, and gospel. As well, you're also going to hear about music from Kingston area groups, samples from their new albums, as well as news about upcoming shows. So come to Happy Town on Sunday afternoons, relax, and fortify yourself to face the slings and arrows of Monday morning. Every Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3, where traditional music thrives in Kingston, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Embrace you and shelter your soul. Well, daylight reminds me that time will abide. I've listened, I've waited, Lord knows I've tried, Lord knows I've tried and swallowed my pride. That I've been alive, well I've tried to do what is right. I've tried to live the good life. I went to the reverend and he told me, Clem, you got to give up this living for sin. I asked him, how could you think this is fun? Living like an outlaw with nowhere to run. Lord knows I've tried and swallowed my pride. I've tried to do what is right. I've tried to live the good life. Well, I've been the one that slept in the tank, strung out and reeking myself to thank. I did it back then without much success. I'll do it again and again till I rest. Lord knows I've tried and swallowed my pride. Well, every night that I've been alive, well, I've tried to do what is right. I've tried to live without strife. I've tried most every night. I've tried to live the good life.
One, two, three, four.
Guitar made by Martin. Smoke marbles by the carton. Then I cry every time I leave my girl alone. She rides the bus from Tulsa, 'cause the bus don't really cost us. If you ask her, she don't know we're bust. I told her lies to make myself sound better. I told her things would always be alright. I told her lies as we locked eyes together. I wanted to try, but she just waved goodbye. I stood outside the clinic, trying hard not to shake, but the doors, they would not open that day. Told my sweetest baby I would not take a taste, but I've been known to fall right on my face. I told her lies to make myself sound better. I told her things would always be alright. Told her lies as we locked eyes together. I wanted to try, but she just waved goodbye. Yes, almost every other time.